The Cleveland Indians have been big spenders in the offseason, and now fans seem to be buying in. The Indians, who usually rank near the bottom in attendance, have already sold more than 1 million tickets for the upcoming season. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, it's been a very good winter for the Tribe.
The Indians decided after going to the World Series this past year that this was their opportunity not only to try to get back to the World Series, Amanda, but to spend some money and test the idea, will fans respond?
Okay.
And so began with Edwin Encarnacion, the $60 million contract, the biggest in franchise history. Mm-hmm. And they brought in a relief pitcher named Boone Logan. And more importantly, Amanda, they didn't get rid of people, basically. They were making a whole lot of money either.
Right. So they just spent more money and beefed up the team a little bit.
Last year, their payroll was about $95 million. Mm-hmm. This year, it's going to go up to $130 million, by far the biggest payroll they've ever had. And that also is approaching sort of the middle of the pack in the American League. Usually the Indians have been the bottom 20% in payroll, bottom 20% in attendance.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Cleveland market, and when they include the Cleveland market, you're talking Akron and Kent and down to Canton and, you know, Lorain County, that. It is the smallest market in the country with a Major League Baseball team, an NBA team, and a NFL team. Mm-hmm. I have had people tell me in upper reaches of Cleveland that one of their fears is that if population continues to sort of decline, not just Cleveland proper, but the area or age, that at some point either the Indians or Cavs might not make it.
Really?
Yes. Over the next 20 or 30 years, not now. And one of the feelings was, look, the Indians the previous 4 years had winning records, and there they were ranking between 28th and 30th in attendance out of 30 teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now last season, 1.6 million fans, like you said, 28th out of 30 right. teams.
Yeah, so now here's the interesting thing, though, Amanda. There's two sets of numbers. It's kind of like there's two sets of books. Uh-huh. Number one is the attendance numbers, which we see.
Which are low.
Are low. Number two is revenue. We don't see that number. As you know, the Indians, I think it's 90% of teams now, this dynamic ticket pricing, mm-hmm. which means what?
Which means if you go to a game on a fireworks night and they're playing the Yankees, you're going to be paying more than on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. Or a Thursday night in April or May against the Twins.
Okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. I know, for example, in 2012, the Indians lost 90 games. In 2013, they won 92 games. Their attendance was flat, but I had somebody high up with the Indians told me their revenue was up about 15 to 18%.
Hmm.
Because, you know what happened at the end of the year? They were winning. So suddenly demand for tickets was going up. And here's the other interesting thing that happens, Amanda. Right now, all of the Indians' weekend games in the summer, the lower bowl, about 18,000 seats, sold out. And you know those are not discount tickets.
Right.
So their revenue, along with having sold 1 million tickets so far, they didn't even pass 1 million tickets last year sold till Memorial Day, is up. It shows a heartbeat. It shows some pulse. And it shows that the people responded when the team won and then doubled down by signing Encarnacion.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean for if I just feel one day like, I think I'll go to the game today?
Pick a Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, those days are kind of over now that they made this World Series appearance.
Yes. Well, when they were really, let's go way back in the rearview mirror, the 90s, they were selling out the entire regular season by the middle of spring training. I mean, I still think that you will be able to get cheap tickets, but it's not the game you want. I guess the other thing I'm saying is, I don't know if they go back to the World Series or not, but they're going to have a really good team. This is not a fluke. That season last year, it didn't come just like Halley's Comet out of nowhere and going to disappear again.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be good for the next couple of years, partly because ownership said, you know, we have to make sure we keep this baby going. So they spent.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.